Yeah, you thought it was a different time of the week. You thought it was Thursday already, didn't you? Yeah. Well, if it was Thursday and 8 o'clock, it wouldn't be me. You'd be listening to Chip, but you got me instead. Ha ha. So I am your host, Rob DeVore, otherwise known as a Bad Batcast. You can catch all my goings on at my website, which is www.abadbatcast.com. I almost forgot my own website there. And this is my new spot. This is the kayak fishing radio show, A Bad Batcast Live, on Tuesdays now. No more Thursdays at 11. That's kaput. So we're going to start a new thing. I'm glad. I'm a little bit more awake, and I'm sure that all you guys are too. So welcome. Looks like we got some folks in the chat room there. Tommy's in there. Big fly reel. That's cool. That's always good to see. I like a big fly reel myself, if you know what I'm talking about. It's the only thing to use when you're chasing the Silver Kings. Oh, one of my favorite things. Got the hammerhead in here. Greg Crisp from, how do you say that, Greg? Ringe, New Hampshire? Ringe, New Hampshire. All right.
Yeah, Ringe, New Hampshire.
And, just so that, you know, so kicking around once in a while so you don't think, so, you know, he doesn't, don't ever think that he's gone away mad. He's just went away. The always dreaded the landing crew, Mark Wheeler from Virginia, Richmond.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, there he is.
Thank you for that intro. Thank you.
Oh man, so how you guys doing, man? Now, Hammerhead Greg is getting ready to head on up to the J Bay tournament up at Jamaica Bay, New York this weekend, man. So you all packed up and ready to go, or what?
Taking tomorrow off of work to get everything
just to load the car.
Final checks, load the car.
Awesome.
And driving down pre-fishing on Thursday, and the tournament starts Friday.
All right, man. Are you excited?
Oh yeah.
Now you're not gonna take the little feel free with you. You're taking your
No.
Taking yours, aren't you?
Yeah. The wind around J Bay requires a Malibu or big open water kayak. Yeah. The winds right now are looking pretty light. They may only be 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, you know, the big and slow is always, sometimes that's a good thing, man. So take your X Factor and hang on, man.
Exactly.
But that's awesome. So, Mark, did you get out fishing this weekend, buddy?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. Catch anything?
Yes, I did. Caught a buttload of nice-sized bluefish, you know, the 2 foot. You know, 3, 4, 5 pound range.
I hate you.
In the beautiful Rudy Inlet. If y'all ever want to come out to Virginia Beach and fish a really nice little inlet that you can cover pretty well, Rudy is right there. You've got everything from boat docks, rock pilings, jetties, to grassy islands and mud flats. I mean, and really deep holes. And it's a really nice little paddle and. Yeah, it's pretty decent.
Yeah, it looks like a good area up there, man. You guys are always on the stripers and, you know, big, good God, man, this giant redfish that Choi's been bringing in up there. Holy crap, I've been checking out Rob Choi's blog up there, man, Angling Addict. And, man, I've never seen redfish like that before. Those are just absolute slobs of fish going on up there.
Yeah, they're catching, 40, 50-plus inch reds, and the black drum have showed up, the big black drum, the big snot balls that they are. you're looking at, you know, 50-pound black drum. The striper's spring striper season opened up 2 weeks ago, or last week. Can't quite remember, sorry. That's the trophy season in the Bay. And, you know, a lot of people have been going out when the weather's been, the winds have been decent and doing very, very well. The bluefish are starting to show up in, you know, where they should be. Water temps are getting up there, you know, in the 60s, which is a huge plus. You know, puppy drum are just starting to show up here and there. You know, if everyone wants to catch croakers and spot and croaker here. You know, I worked in Lynnhaven Inlet this week, and you know, there were several times I looked in the water and saw little baby bait fish or little baby fish swimming around. So that's an excellent sign. You know, just everything here is just starting to come around. You know, down in North Carolina, they're catching cobia. You know, and so everything here is starting to spin up. You know, some spades have been caught. So here, probably in the next month and a half, I'm going to say.
Awesome.
Chesapeake Bay is going to be blowing up, you know, with everything that we usually catch in the summertime, which is, you know, your Spanish mackerel for your inshore, your cobia, you know, the stingrays, root rivers into that. You know, the sheepies are going to be here. Things are starting to wind up pretty well. We're just hoping for, you know, the Mother Nature to cooperate a little bit, give us some opportunities to venture out and get on them.
Oh, absolutely. Man, I love summertime. That's my, you know, it's getting close. Usually when it hits June, I start taking Fridays off of work. So I got 3-day weekends all summer long. So I'm excited about that. Greg, did you get out fishing over the weekend?
This weekend I did not. I had to get ahead of my honeydew list for this coming weekend.
And then yeah, I got to do that.
Mother's Day ruled out Sunday, but I did get to take an hour or so and take my youngest son out in his kayak on Friday for the first time. So
yeah, I saw your pictures on Yak cool. Angler there, man. Good. That's a good thing to see, man. So we got J-Bay coming up. The DOA tournament was over the weekend, the paddlers only event down at Jensen Beach. And Haywood was there. I saw his report. But it's funny. The person that won first place in the whole thing with a brand new Ocean Kayak Prowler 13 is none other than Jean McElroy. So she won the event. And, man, let me tell you, that chick is a good fisher. She's a good fisher chick. So definitely check out the pictures on the DOA site if you get a chance. And, you know, I think that's awesome. And who else? There was somebody else I knew that was, Ken Taylor from, he's like Fort Myers or so, or Sarasota, picked up an ocean kayak in the raffle as well. So that was an awesome tournament. It looked like everybody had fun, and I'm excited as heck, you know, to report about that stuff, man, because it's awesome. And look who's on the phone, none other than... That's right, folks, the always popular Yak Sushi. What's happening, man? No, it's not Mark on the phone. Tell me I got it wrong.
It's Rob Troy. I know I'm on here.
Hey! Oh, man, I thought it was the always popular Mark from Yak Angler, man. You guys have the same area code. That's weird.
Huh.
How's it going, man?
I'm good, dude. Is there a lot of people on? I'll tell you what, I might have a first for your radio show. I'm actually on the water right now.
Are you? Awesome. How's it going?
Yeah. Hopefully, I just got on the water. I just watched the sunset and waiting for the tide to start moving, and hopefully I'll have something good for you in a little bit.
Awesome. Hey, you know, if you got to hang up real quick, we'll know why.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome, man. Cool. So, yeah, dude, I was just talking about you and your blog and the giant redfish you've been getting up there, man. What's the story with that?
Dude, it's just awesome, man. Fighting that size of fish in 3 feet of water, it's just phenomenal. So,
man,
I took Kevin Q and went over there after him. And last Friday, or actually the Friday before that, him and his crew just had a ridiculous day over there. Epic. If you see how I saw his pictures on his website, it's just ridiculous how many fish they got into that size. And I went 2 days after him after a cold front blew through, and sadly I didn't get quite as many. But the one was definitely worth it to go over there. So, yeah.
All right, man. Dude, that's awesome. And if anybody in the chat room, man, if you guys can check it out, look for it's anglingaddict.com, I believe. Or
Angling Addict.
Check out some of Rob Choi's pictures there, man. I mean, there's some good articles there about these giant redfish. And when I say giant redfish, I mean, how big are those, Rob? In the 50-inch range, maybe?
Some of them get into the 50s, mostly in the mid 40s. I got one just at 40 inches, and I was so happy at that. I mean, it was
yeah. Well, you know, and it's not just length either. I mean, you should see how big around these things are, man. They're just absolute big.
The one I had had a hell of a gut on it, so.
Yeah, that was the last one. That last one I saw a picture of you with, dude. I was like, man, I haven't seen redfish like that ever. So that's crazy. If you guys in the chat room, you know, if anybody looks that up, stick the link up there if you can. If I get on there, I start my computer doesn't like it when I start doing too much. So I just put the new Firefox browser in there, man, and for some reason my computer doesn't really like it too much. Oh, man. So anyway, so what are you fishing for tonight, Rob?
There's supposed to be some flounder and stripers, bluefish, broker, all sorts of stuff out here, man. But
yeah, really?
mostly, yeah. No, I'm over at Hampton Roads Bridge Channel.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I'm going to head there tonight. But
stripers want to get a little darker.
That's awesome, man. I saw that on, you know, I've seen pictures of that place, and that just looks awesome. You know, bridge fishing all the way, man. Now, is there lights out there at night or what?
Yeah, that's exactly why the surfers are here. All the fish are here at night.
That's
nice,
cool.
Long line of lights that attract off the big fish. That's the bigger fish are here, too.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. So what are you using? Are you using lures or bait?
Yeah, all lures. I got mostly like soft plastic stuff, but I might throw some hardware for the bluefish because I hate having them just bite the tails off, so. But the thing is, I hate treble hooks, man, especially with bluefish. They're just insane little bastards. Well, I've had so many friends get the treble hook through their finger, and I'm like, I'm dreading the day because it feels like it's inevitable as many times as you do it, you know?
Yeah, oh, I know. You know, and it's like, I mean, I hook myself on those things getting them out of the box, you know? So. I'm telling you, I've had times when I've had a bass hooked in the lip, and then it's hooked in my hand, you know, the other hook.
There's one video online, I think it's the Jim Thames people, like, some dude had a giant monkey on, and then as he was landing, he flailed and got a treble hook through his finger while the monkey was still on. It looked like a freaking disaster.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely, you know, for that. I was talking to Tommy Ellis about that. He's going to make me up some topwater stuff. And, by the way, following ghost.blogspot.com, check out Tommy's page. He does some awesome work on, you know, designing real wood topwater baits.
Cool.
And we were talking about that. And I told him I just want one set of treble hooks on the rear today, you know, because I don't like the double treble hook deal, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, it's just, to me, it's not needed. I mean, sometimes, yeah, you might miss a fish here and there, but man, if they hit that, they're going to get that. So,
yeah.
Hopefully it'll, man, dude does a great job on that stuff. You should see some of the, you know, double propeller baits made out of, he goes out in the woods and picks up a piece of picks up a piece of, you know, a hand-picked piece of wood and, like, you know, lathes the whole thing out and does the whole thing from scratch, man. So it's awesome. And paints it up, man. It's an awesome job. So check him out if you get a chance.
Very cool, man.
Hey,
man.
Hey, Rob,
how's
the water out there, man?
Yeah, that's
water
a hammerhead.
Right,
that's the landing crew, Mark Wheeler.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
What's going on, Rob? How's the water out there?
It's beautiful right now, but I'll be honest, I'm a little tired of doing the while I'm paddling, so I think I'm going to hang up for a little while. Maybe I'll give you guys a call back in half an hour or so.
Yeah, let us know how you do.
All right, dude.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, Rob. Good luck.
Good luck.
That's awesome. Wow. That's a kayak fishing radio first. Rob Choi calling up from the water. That would have been awesome if he would have got a fish, man. But I know what it's like.
Oh, give him 30 minutes. Once it gets darker here and those lights start popping on, which my street lights are popping on right now, that place, we have, give me an idea. Hampton Roads, which is in the little tip, southeastern tip of Virginia, has two main bridge tunnels. The Hampton Roads Bridge, or actually we have three. The Minor Merrimack Bridge Tunnel, which is up the James. The Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, which is at the mouth of the James. And then we also have the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. That's the big one. That's the one that, the Bay Bridge Tunnel is the one that you see us all fishing off of, catching the big sheepies and things like that. The Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel is known for its flounder, its croakers, and its stripers. If you want to catch some really nice stripers, let me see this, a lot of stripers, that's where you go. You literally can slide up in the middle of the night in the light line and look down, and the water is dark and moving with stripers.
Wow.
As thick as they could get. And you literally, you can pick which one you want, cast in front of him, and bring it right in front of his face, and be like, okay, he's going to eat it, he ate it, put the hook, land him, keep him if it's in season, if not, throw him back and go after more. I've had 50, 60 striper nights some days.
Wow.
But that's an all-night occurrence.
Yeah. And those are the big horses?
No, you will get into some big ones here and there. Mostly it's your schoolie striper, you know, from like, let's say, 16 inches all the way up to maybe 30. 30s being, you know, a big schoolie, let's say. But some guys do get, if they can get deep and they're working bigger lures, usually you're looking at like a fluke type jerkbait with at least a quarter to an ounce lead head. Usually the bait color is bubblegum, white usually works, or a pearl color. And you really, 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 you know, if you're there at the right time, you can get into them thick. And it's kind of a paddle, but it's definitely worth it. Definitely worth it.
That's awesome.
Like I said, I was actually planning on going out tonight, but...
get there, man. Get after it. At least the show, you know.
the bay season, here's the thing. The bay season, the regular season, where you can actually keep your slot limit between 18 and 26, I think it is, starts on Monday, this coming Monday coming up. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm doing all my honeydews, getting all the brownie points set up, so that way I can be like, honey, I'll go fishing. It's a work week. I'll be out for a couple hours. Come back at 3 a.m., you know, with a couple
get
of drivers.
Get up at 6.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean, man. Hey, Greg Becker's on the phone, man. Greg, how you doing, man?
Doing all right, man. How are you?
Excellent so far. You're in Apollo Beach, right?
That is correct.
Did you get out fishing this week?
Yeah, actually, my son and I got out, my 8-year-old and I got out on late Saturday afternoon. We tried to catch the outgoing tide and got stymied by the wind a little bit. We ended up paddling a couple miles into the wind to get to where my son didn't know where he wanted to go, but he knew it wasn't in the sheltered spots that I tried to fish, so we paddled down to some oyster bars and found somebody right where we wanted to be, found a sheltered spot, hooked up on a couple small trout.
Awesome.
And then naturally the wind shifted around to be in my face and with the tide going back in.
Of course.
So trying to beat the sunset, but let's just say it was an energetic paddle going back.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that. You know, why is that? You go out and you got the wind in your face going out, and then it changes direction by the time you're ready to come back in and send your face all the way home, man. I don't get that. It happens to me, too.
That's just so the sweat evaporates, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
It's natural air conditioning there, I guess. But, no, that's awesome. You know, at least you got out there and got after it. I didn't get out this weekend because of the whole Mother's Day and everything. I was talking to my fishing buddy, Keith. He goes, he went out Sunday sometimes. I don't know how he got out Sunday. But he went out and he told me that the squitters were out in force. And we'll definitely visit that in a few minutes. You know the type. I don't know if you've caught any of the other episodes where we talked about the squitters and five or six boxes of frozen squid and stuff like that. So those are always fun to talk about. And we'll probably get to that a little bit later. Let's see, what else we got going on? Oh, snook on the beach, man. I got a report today. And where is my... Oh, God, I'm all screwed up here with the new sound bites in here and stuff. Okay, we got to do a mailbag segment here real quick. Hold on 1 second. Anytime you're ready, computer. Right. We got a mailbag segment brought to you tonight from by nobody. We'll say yakangler.com. How's that? All right. My buddy John down in Bonita Beach went out at 8 a.m., took some shots at some really nice snook on the beach, saw probably 40 or 50, and ended up catching two medium-sized males all on schminnows with the long stick. Nice. Figured out that instead of waiting on the park to open at 8 a.m., I would ask them if I could get to the gate code, get the gate code instead. Now he's got, since he has a yearly pass, he has 24-hour access to it. There you go, man. Get out there early, and you'll probably catch more than two. Awesome. Picked up a TFO rod from Ace, a three-piece travel rod for $50. Wow, dude, that's a good steal, man.
Where was this?
Ace Hardware.
You're killing me.
Yeah,
I
know.
I just spent $150 on that thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Killer rod, but...
I've noticed that, you know. I remember there was some nice Ace hardware stores, and they used to have, like, G. Loomis stuff in there, you know. I was like, wow. It was like one of the only places in town you could get a G. Loomis set up back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. That's called the buyer happens to be a fishing aficionado and actually orders in some stuff that he wants and
right.
happens to get the other stuff along with it. But you take it where you get it.
It helps when the manager is a fisher person.
Exactly right.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome, John. And I'm actually going on a snook trip myself, a beach snook trip, getting up ugly early in the morning and getting out there about an hour before sunrise, just to be ready. And we're going to take the kayaks too, but we're going to beach them and see if we can't tangle with some snook on the beach, man. I'm excited about it. So do you ever get out there, Greg, after some of those on the beach?
Oh, not in Florida.
No?
Oh, you're talking to the other Greg.
Oh, man. Greg, the other Greg, Greg Becker, ever get after, have you gotten after any snook on the beach yet?
Not yet. I just moved down from 45 years in New York.
Oh, wow.
beginning of December. So I did a
okay.
lot of, you know, salmon, steelhead, stuff like that. Actually guided up there for trout for 25 years.
Cool.
And,
where about?
The Catskills mostly. The Catskills in New York, the Beaverkill streams, the Esopus, and then in eastern Connecticut, eastern Massachusetts.
Wow,
Western route.
Oh,
Western Connecticut, Western Mass, the Farmington, the Housatonic.
Yeah, Greg Hammerhead is up from he's in New Hampshire. So he knows all about that area.
Absolutely.
I used to live in Binghamton myself.
Okay, well, I was working in Poughkeepsie.
Okay.
Actually, Northern Dutchess County. Yep.
We used to go salmon fishing up there in the off the St. Lawrence, you know, when they would be doing the run, and you'd have to snag them and be dragging, you know, 25-pound and across current, you know.
Yeah, actually, that's the reason I got out of guiding for steelhead up in Pulaski and Oswego, up in upstate. I had a trip with the drift boat one day with a couple that was celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary, taking a ride on a sunny day in the boat, and some yahoo pitched a bank sinker with the trebles embedded in it at the boat because I was pulling through a hole trying to get out of their way, and snagged a lady in the arm, and I almost beached the boat and just got out with an oar. Decided that was not the most prudent choice. Finished the trip, and that was my last trip up there. I said I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I don't blame you. It's the same thing with squidders down here. You know, you'll be fishing a school of greenbacks or something, right? And some idiots will pull up on a boat and start cast netting, like right there, like 10 feet away from you, you know, start cast netting the school of greenbacks, you know. And so it's just, you know, there's something to be said about etiquette, you know, among fly, you know, fisher people, whether you're kayaking or you're on a bridge or a boat or whatever, you know, there's some sort of etiquette. You know, you got to respect your fellow anglers out there, man. So, you know, I try to, I know it's, you know, accidents happen and stuff. And I, for one, am guilty of drifting through some shore anglers, you know, fishing off of docks at night, you know, playing out, you just plain don't see them. Drift through them and, you know, you're getting your lines untangled from their lines and nobody's happy. So, you know, try to pay attention. I try to pay attention. And it's all about respect, man. So respect your fellow anglers out there.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I had, you know, I used to like to, when the guys would come splashing downstream when you're out fly fishing for trout and, you know, work their way in front of you or do something like that, I used to enjoy going back in and just start catching trout behind their feet. That used to usually irritate them enough that they'd get the point.
Well, I try not to, you know, there's stories about people, you know, chucking 2 ounce and 5 ounce sinkers at people and stuff. And I don't condone that sort of stuff. I've wanted to do that kind of stuff. You know, I don't know, man. It's just not, I don't think it's not my thing, but, anyway, that's awesome. We're sitting here and we're still talking about kayak fishing, and believe it or not. And, so anyway, so that was we got Jamaica Bay coming up. If anybody, doesn't know, the Jamaica Bay tournament, which is in Jamaica Bay in New York, is, this weekend. And, it's one of the hugest kayak fishing tournaments in the world. I believe they had last year 350 kayak anglers on the water at once, which is something that I would love to see. So if you get a chance and you're in the area, make an effort to get up there. It benefits Casting for Recovery, and it's a great event. And they got some good prizes up there for you. So just being part of it is an awesome thing. So looking forward to the Thursday night show with, you know, the 8 o'clock show on Thursday with Greg's live report from Jamaica Bay. So I'll be looking forward to that. Oh, man, what else do we have here? Anybody have you guys have a native? Anybody use a native kayak on the phone?
I know a lot of people that use them.
Yeah.
Actually, I think one of the newest members to Yak Angler, Super Chef?
Fishing Chef. Fishing Chef,
thank you.
Yeah.
Robbie, he, I believe, paddles a native.
Yeah.
You know, we all know Mr. Charlie on a Chain, Charlie Polachek.
Got
fishes out of a native.
Right. D fishes out of a native, yeah.
And I fished out of one of her natives when I went out with her a couple months ago.
Well, any of your kayaks that you have, you ever have any problems with warping? Any sort of warping or anything like that?
I'm not going to say the company, but I know of several people who have had kayaks that have had a warping problem.
From the get-go?
After time, holding them improperly in straps. Any kayak, plastic is kind of like glass. It's still, and this is the truth. If you look at old glass in an old house, you'll notice that at the very bottom, it kind of looks wavy. It's because the glass will droop. It becomes thin at the top, fat at the bottom. Same thing with plastic. Through heat and sunlight and time, if you're cradling it wrong or for whatever reason, you might get a different angle in the bow, or it'll become like a banana. That's the worst one I saw. But it'll happen. But I don't never heard of a native warping.
Well, yeah, that's what I was. I have a buddy that has three natives, and they're all warped basically in the same spot. And they were warped from the get-go, but they've just gotten worse over time. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? It looks like somebody punched it and it just dented, it's obvious that it's warped. But I was just wondering, I know that, when I bought my first kayak, they were telling me, don't store it like this. Don't carry it like this, don't use this, and all sorts of ways not to warp your kayak. I was asking him, I'm like, dude, have you been, do you store it on, haul down on 2x4s or anything like that? No, don't ratchet strap the thing. Don't do anything, basically, he doesn't know if it's you're storing it next to, the grill, I don't know. But I've never heard of that. And it's just weird that all three of them did that, all basically in the same spot. So, hopefully he's,
I think that might be a question for Thursday night if Dee comes on.
Yeah.
Because you know that she is the,
yes, I know.
Dee Kaminsky. She is the native chick.
Yes.
If she's ever heard of that problem, along with, probably Thursday night, we might get maybe Charlie Pullet, Charlie, and the rest of that group. Mark Sushi, or Yak Sushi, excuse me. Mark Watanabe. He fishes out of a native, so, there's enough people that we could ask that have owned natives to find out, even Fish and Chef.
Yeah, but I've never heard of that in any kayak brand, So, ahead.
Kayak care 101. If you have to use ratchet straps, and trust me, I've used ratchet straps for 2 years before I became smart and actually bought the pull-down tight ones. You don't need to put your bag into it just until it's snug. If you're going to carry your kayak on top of your car, every so often you might want to hit it with a plastic conditioner, to keep the plastic from getting brittle. Store it correctly. If there you have any questions, go to your kayak manufacturer's website. 99.999999% of them have something in there about how you should store your kayak. Usually it's in the warranty section. do some research. If you have any questions about anything like that, there are hundreds of websites out there. The big ones, I'm going to say, are yakangler.com, irishwaterdogs.com, shameless plugs, huh? Or call the radio show, because someone most likely will know.
Yeah, he was asking me about it, and he was asking me about it, and, if I'd ever heard of that. And I haven't heard any specific manufacturer, having that problem, ever. Unless you just flat out, abuse your kayak or something. Now, I abused mine, but not to the extent where, you know, I'm going to store it haul down on some 2x4s or I'm going to, you know. You know, it's going to bend the plastic. And you got to forgive me, everything. My computer is froze up, so tell me if I cut out or I lose you or something, because I'm pretty, I don't know what happened here, but both of my session, my new Firefox sessions are froze. Can you still got me?
Yeah, we still got you here.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, I mean, my chat room is frozen. I see Pam in the chat room. And I can't get back to my switchboard, so if anybody's on hold, please forgive me. It's out of my hands. I'm doing the best I can. Wow. Yeah, I got a Firefox not responding with a big hourglass. Man, this is a drag, and there's nothing I can do about it. Oh, by the way, Firefox or Skype was bought out by Microsoft today for at the tune of like $8 billion. Seriously. So,
jump change.
Out on me in the middle of the show. I can blame Microsoft. Thank you. That's my anti-Microsoft blast for the day. Oh, man. You know, come on. I'm like trying to do something here. I'm trying to do something with my computer, and I can't because this thing is, like, in not responding mode. Now, I know I don't have the most top-notch computer in the world, but this is ridiculous, man. Anybody got any questions besides chuck my tower out the window? Any any suggestions?
Not for your computer, but for Greg. So, Greg, what are you going to be looking at fishing with when you get to Jamaica Bay?
Oh, we're going to be mainly going to be throwing the soft plastics rig Texas style, the hoagies, big baits, and from what I understand, this is my first time to Jay Bay, but bubblegum's a big color up there, and some of the whites. And then the other thing, the standby and the thing that won it last year is the good old tube and worm and trolling that around. So those are going to be the two of my rod setups there, with another one with some spoons to, if you see some bluefish, try to hook up on them on something durable, and then probably a topwater setup as well.
Awesome. Cool. Get one of Tommy's, man. That would probably work good up there.
I'm going to pick up one of them.
I'm telling you, man, those are awesome. And he wanted me to tell you that he uses cedar. Now, you know, it's not just going to the Home Depot and picking up a piece of wood, right? It's like he goes out into the woods and actually finds the wood that he's going to use and slaps it on the lathe there and goes to town, man. So that's pretty awesome, and he does a really good job at it too, man. So check him out.
Cedar wood,
what's that?
Cedar wood plugs have been built for over 100 years, and even till this day, if I had my choice of a topwater plug, it would be a, you know, old school cedar wood top plug, a topwater plug. In a blue and white, blue back, light blue back with a white belly with some silver fleck on it. That I consider that the Montauk special, baby.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. When I was a kid, my used to make them with my grandfather in the basement all winter, and that was, you know, besides from the ever popular red and white, you know, a blue, you know, sort of mimicking a small bluefish colorations. You know, we used to make those all winter and cast them off the jetties and beach come summer.
Awesome. Yep. You know, and it's so cool, Kat, you know, using a homemade lure or a fly that you tied. To me, you know, it's so much cooler when you actually catch a fish with one of your own creations like that, as opposed to, you know, anybody can go to a store and buy one, you know, and it's easier.
It shows that you're making that honest, you know, you worked hard, you planned for it, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into it, you know, and if see it succeed, it's just like anything else in life. It shows that, you know, I can do this. This is cool. You know, it is much more satisfying, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, leaning towards getting the Vice out again. And I'm sorry, I apologize, my computer still froze as far as, like, being able to get over to the switchboard. So something about, oh, there it is, went back on. Okay, Greg's still there, Landing Crew's still there, and Greg Becker's still there. So that's awesome. It's area code 770. Wonder who this could be. Let's see who it is. Area code 770, you're on the air. How you doing?
It's your boss, man.
Hey, it's Jim.
Dancing with the Stars just got done, so I thought I'd tune in and see what was going on.
How you doing, man?
Good, good. Now, the clone had a concert thing tonight, so we had to do the parenting thing, you know, and show up and claim him as our little clone and everything. So,
awesome.
But sounds good, man. I've been listening a little bit. I kind of snuck my little headphone up, you know, during the middle of the concert to check on you, make sure everything was going good.
What's the clone play?
He's a saxophonist.
No kidding. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, cool. Man. We'll have to get him to – he's got his own little Selmer there, you know, and he rags out a little tune.
What you got to do is teach him the get him to learn the intro, you know.
Yeah, well,
we
he's
did that
tonight,
live, you know.
Yeah, tonight they did Lowrider, you know, and the whole time they're playing it, all I'm seeing is Cheech Marin, you know, wiping down the Lowrider car at the beginning of the movie. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Are you in the chat room?
No, I was afraid that if I jumped in there, I would probably bump you off, so I didn't log in. So.
Well, that's what people are hoping for, Chip, so have fun. No,
I'm just sitting on the back porch enjoying one of our unofficial brew of Kayak Fishing Radio, the Sweetwater Blue. So.
Love that one.
Yeah.
Love that one, man. It's I like I said at the top of the show, I got a Shock Top Raspberry Wheat Ale, it's actually pretty decent. You know, Shock Top doesn't really, it's not real foamy and it doesn't lace real well. But for a domestic beer, it's not bad, man. So I'm definitely enjoying that.
Cool.
Pam's in the chat room. She says hi. And
Hey.
Yeah. I've been having computer issues. I just installed the new version of Firefox and either my computer or the program at Blog Talk Radio doesn't like it too much. So
the new Firefox 4?
Yeah.
I've been having issues with that too. I think I'm going to revert back to 3 because it doesn't seem to be. It hangs up and stuff. So
when I installed it on mine, I actually got smoother performance. It stopped hanging up.
Really?
Oh, and Haywood's in the chat room. He says hey.
Cool.
And we got Greg Becker on the phone and Hammerhead and the Landing Crew.
Awesome.
So, you know, and
how are you doing today?
All right.
And, you know, Mark just called in just to – oh, Rob Choi called from the water too, by the way.
Sweet.
He's out oh, my God. I thought it was Yak Sushi calling in, and I actually hit him with the Yak Sushi intro.
Uh-oh.
And he was kind of like, yeah, okay. So I was, because they got the same area code. It's totally weird.
Right.
So anyway, and so he's out at the Hampton Bridge Bay Tunnel tonight after some stripers or something. So I think that's awesome.
Damn, it must be nice to have a job where you could go fishing in the middle of the week.
What are you talking about, man? I can't. What do you mean? I only work 8 to 5, man. Come on.
I caught grief the other day from Linda Cavett, PCB down there. You know, she invites me every month to their first first Monday of the month get together for the Panama City kayak group, you know, and I'm like, you know, one of these days I swear, Linda, I'm going to make it down there. And she's like, damn, it's only a 5-hour drive, you know, on a Monday night, you know, so.
Yeah, right. That's okay. Hey, man, Snook on the Beach is happening, dude. You got to get down here.
It's getting hot, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, especially south of here. Of course, I haven't been out to see it myself yet, but I'm going this weekend. And but south of here, one of my buddies lives down there, God, around like Pine Island, Matt Lachey, Bonita Beach area. And he said that it was crazy out there today. There was, you know, probably 50, 60 snook out there in the surf.
I heard some folks say that tarpon were starting to show up in the panhandle now, too.
Well, they're here, man. Gibby actually got on some with Rick Grassett last week.
Yeah.
So they're starting to show up here. So
sweet.
That's pretty good. They're a little bit early, but, you know, it's weird, man. Summer's starting early down here.
Well, it was 92 degrees in Atlanta today, so.
92?
Yeah.
Man,
that's
Thursday
killing
you
me.
Said you it was 40.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was actually we had freezing temperatures in just north of Atlanta last Monday, and today we got 92 degrees. So.
Now, okay, well, hold on a second. I got another report coming in, filling in for Redfish Chuck. How's the conditions over at the lagoon there? Oh, that's good to know, man. Good to know.
Right.
And Redfish Chuck is still missing, although I do believe that he was in a he was going on a tuna trip today, as far as I know. Now
I think he's probably 110 miles east of Titusville.
Yeah, so that's never a bad thing. So I can't give him too much grief about that. But you got Hammerhead there. He's still there, and he's gonna he's calling your show on. On Thursday with the Jamaica Bay report, right?
Right. I gave him special status as the kayak fishing radio roving reporter or reporter in the field. And
yep.
Hopefully, actually, we're going to just let the whole show center around you on Thursday night. So,
yeah.
Well,
tell
hopefully
us what
we have some good reports. Make sure that you got your phone charged up, man.
Oh, yeah. I got a new speakerphone for it.
Awesome.
Should be all set.
Good deal.
I'm going to try to get D and maybe some of the other organizers if you know, they aren't too busy. I'm sure they'll be running around the night before the tournament starts. But if
you know what, Greg, you need to PM me your address and I'll overnight you whatever stickers I got left, whatever KFR stickers I got.
Okay.
Just PM that to me, and I probably got, you know, maybe 20 or 30 of them, so I'll put them in a overnight FedEx and send them to you so you can have some to pass out.
Okay, that'll be cool, and I just put mine on my truck this weekend, so I'm all stickered up with Yak Angler and the kayak fishing radio team to head down there.
Sticker.
Huh?
That's cool.
Good deal, man. Hey, I was hoping Haywood would call in. Well, he's gonna probably call. He probably doesn't want to blow everything on your show, or you know, here and then have your show on Thursday to do. But I was hoping to get a little bit more of a, you know, of the DOA tournament down there, man. You know, from last weekend. You
yeah,
know,
he had an outstanding report. If any of the listeners for the podcast or whatever haven't read the.
Yeah.
His report on either yakangler.com or Georgia Kayak Fishing. It's a great report, and it really shows the kind of effort that somebody, you know, that you put into a tournament, you know, as far as creating your strategy and then, you know, picking out what baits you're going to use that are, you know, that are given to you. So I thought it was a great format for a tournament, and he did a really nice job writing it up.
All right. Well, that's, yeah, it was a great report, man. And, you know, Jean McElroy won that thing. I think that's really cool. So she came in first. She's a good fisher chick, man.
Yeah.
So That's awesome, man. I'm glad that, you know, it looked like a great time. And, you know, they said that they were capping it at 100, and I found out there was 125 boats or, you know, people entered into it. So I was kind of bummed about that, man. But next time I'll sign up earlier. But let's see. Greg Becker, did you fish in that tournament over the weekend?
I did not. By the time I found out about it, it was full up. You know, they have the restricted number of registrations. So,
yeah.
My,
did you? How do you like fishing down here so far, man? You know,
I love
compared
it.
To, yeah.
I love it. It's you know, I got lucky enough to have somebody willing to give me a couple pointers about where you know, some wheres and hows and general stuff, and fortunately took me out a couple times so I could see what not to do by not emulating what he did, and have made great progress since then.
Yeah, well,
I'm just trying to goad Haywood into dialing in just so to say something. So
don't do that, man. He might carry those pyramid weights, you know, with the orange and green beads on them, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm kidding.
No, that's for the gold rod.
Yeah. Yeah, for the gold rod. Hey, Chip, you know, I don't know if you saw the news, but now Microsoft bought Skype for like $8 billion or something like that today.
Right.
So when Skype bombs on me in the middle of a show, I can just blame Microsoft, you know.
That's right. It's Bill Gates' fault.
Just like everything else. So anyway, I'm glad that you called in, man. I'm glad you made it. So, another thing, too, you know, and I keep forgetting to talk about this, Isaac the Nothing Miller's show, his actual real bona fide late night, well, not late night, but West Coast show. It's actually, man, get this. Here's a surprise. It's a West Coast guy doing a West Coast show.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So it's a tune into him right here on this station at 10 p.m. Eastern. You know, check him out. He's actually got a special guest, his first time out. He's got his new intro music out on here already. He's ready to go, so I think he's kind of excited about it. So I think it's awesome. Haywood says the phone is charging. Oh, Jerry put her on the fish. Oh, man. Hey, I wouldn't... That girl's a pretty good fisher chick. You know, and that's not... I'm not saying that, like, you know, she's good for a girl. I'm saying she's good, man. She knows... She definitely knows what she's doing. And Jerry might have done that, but, you know, that's their home neck of the woods, man. That's their home water, so to speak. So, I think it's pretty, man, that's a great tournament. I definitely got to get down there. So, if you're listening to the podcast, you know, I'm sure that you're aware that you can pick up any of the episodes here on iTunes, any of the past episodes, if you so dare. My show was The Late Show. It's not so late anymore. So, it's the Not So Late Show. Anyway, who's going fishing this weekend? Besides, I know Greg Crisp is. Greg Becker, are you you fishing this weekend?
Actually, in negotiations on that right now. We've got got a possibility of heading somewhere south down here, exploring some new water. So,
good deal. Get out on the beach, man. Take your fly rod and Sarasota, Longboat Key. Those are all good spots down there, man. Find some snook on the beach. Get there early. You'll be on the money there. What about you, Landing Crew, Mark Wheeler in Virginia? You getting out fishing this weekend?
Yeah, I've got choices. I could hit the Bay Bridge Tunnel and go after maybe some flounder and some other choice fish, or I could hit Rudy Inlet. Go after the flounder, the bluefish, and maybe some pups. Not saying they're there, but they might be there. Or do some freshwater bass fishing. been doing that here and there. That's always a possibility. Post spawn is always a good time, and it's a post spawn. I've got my choices. I know that Sunday, because I have to do the family thing on Saturday, is going to be my day. I will do some sort of fishing. It doesn't matter if I have to find a puddle and drop my kayak in and, you know, fish that, but I'm definitely going to do some fishing.
Awesome. You got to get out there, man. That's what we're here for, you know? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it's like, if I don't get out, like, I didn't get out last weekend, so I'm, like, pulling my hair out right now. Well, it's hard to do, but I've gone from my head to chest hair. I'm definitely getting out. We're going ugly early after some snook on the beach, so I'm psyched about that. Pam's going fishing this weekend. She's going to Elmer Davis Lake and says the creeks and the rivers are still blown. Yeah, everything's flooding up there, man. I saw some of that on the – it looks like New Orleans was getting ready to flood. So I imagine it is up there too. That's awesome. Well, good luck to you, Pam. And hopefully you get on some smallies or something up there. Got some points there, right? Yeah, I know. I'm failing miserable at kayak wars. I realize that. There's something called the Rob curse, and that is where every fish I land is 19 3/4 inches. So hopefully we'll reverse that this weekend. I'm working on it, and you know, I don't know. The fish I saw last time out, there was definitely some money fish in there. Oh, yeah, she's going to try out. There you go, Mark. She says she's trying out. Pam says she's trying out your lures that you gave her up in Jacksonville, man. Good deal.
Very nice.
Definitely
keep
curious.
Get on them, Pam. You will catch fish with those. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you could get in kayak wars here, man. It's a blast. You'll have fun with it. So hopefully you might be able to get on kayak fishing radio because, you know, after I don't get asked to come back on the team next year with my big, huge goose egg so far this year. You know. But anyway, let's see. Hold on a second. I got to go back to the chat room if it'll let me. All right, awesome. Well, we're getting to the end of our hour here, and just want to say, check out jbay.com for the Jamaica Bay Tournament information. Get up there, get on some fish. If you want to check out my blog is badbatcast.com, and the always popular yakangler.com. So if you're into kayak fishing, and definitely get up there and check it out. Also, I got a new gig at ihuntfishconnect.com. If you're looking for a fishing buddy in your area or somewhere else, jump on there. If you're a hunter, you hunt, you fish, you hike, backpack, whatever, check out ihuntfishconnect.com. And they're running a special. You can get a free membership. So definitely check that out. And I'm looking forward to getting – Tommy Ellis is making me up some topwater lures, man. I'm getting excited about that. So I'll let you know how that works probably next week. But anyway, that's about it for me. And I want to say goodnight to everybody in the chat room. And thanks for coming on. And Pam, good luck this weekend. Haywood, talk to you guys on Thursday and on Chip's show. Don't tune in at 11 on Thursday because my show is no longer. And everybody else, I will talk to you guys. Have a good one, Landy Crew, Greg Becker, and Chip. I'll talk to you guys on Thursday, man.
All right, tight lines. Don't forget, in an hour, the West Coast show will be on.
Absolutely. Check out Isaac the Nothing Miller, man. And wonder if he's going to check in with Ranger Rick. Hey, Ranger Rick, are you going on the 10 o'clock show? Yeah. No? Oh. All right, well, we look forward to hearing from you on there. And that's about it for me. And I'm out of here. Badbadcast.com, yakangler.com. And talk to you guys Thursday, man.
Stay lines. Not at all.